latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Well, Liverpool's chance of signing Joe Hart from City are described as slim to none by sources close to the club. Reds have been linked with a shock summer move to England international, with current first choice Loris Karius already coming under severe scrutiny. Insiders have insisted the cop outfit will be given zero encouragement by the citizens. Hart currently on a 12-month loan at Torino, and he is keeping all of his options open. The 29-year-old, though, does appear to have no future at the Etihad, but will be open to a move back to the Premier League. City, though, won't countenance a deal with a direct rival and will only consider lowering their present £25 million valuation for a club outside of the considered top eight. His £120,000 a week wages will also be a big obstacle to any interested party. City don't expect to make any new signings in January, according to Director of Football Tixie Bergestein. There are reports that Pep Guardiola wants to bring in a defender after City's 4-2 thrashing at Leicester on Saturday. Southampton defender Virgil van Dijk and Tottenham fullback Danny Rose have been linked, while Brazilian forward Gabriel Jesus is the only player set to link up with City in January after a deal was done for the 19-year-old. While asked if City would strengthen when the transfer window opens, Bergestein said, "We've already done. Nope, we've Gabriel Jesus coming. He'll strengthen our attack. We're happy. We've done very well until probably the last two games. So we've been solid, we've scored goals, so we'll try and get back to that." Back to Gabriel Jesus. Meanwhile, he's been crowned Brazil's Player of the Year, having helped his club side win the title for the first time in 22 years. And finally, Manchester City midfielder Yaya Toure. He's pleaded guilty to drink driving, but said he had not intentionally consumed alcohol. The Ivory Coast player, who's 33, accepted he was above the permitted limit and didn't challenge the charge. He was fined £54,000, a means-tested fine, and banned from driving for 18 months by Barkingside magistrate. He said, "It's well known I'm a Muslim and don't drink. I've always refused alcohol."